Blog Talk Radio.
There is a watchman on the wall, bringing forth the written word of God to one and all. Are you getting ready? Will you stand or will you fall? Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the
Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. A new day has dawned. All over the earth, men and women are arising. It's time for the sons of God to awake. It is a day of justice, recompense, restoration, revival, and resurrection power.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Vincent Xavier, pastor of New Wine Ministries. Great to be with you today. We have an amazing broadcast lined up today, and we just felt that it was so important to get as much information out as we possibly could today, and realizing that we cannot do that on our own, I have invited three very special guests to be with me on the air today. We will have joining us Brian and Kathy Gray from the island of Kauai, and we will have Brother Don Huddle with us from Indiana and Pastor Jeff Bass with us from Virginia. And the reason why I've asked these men and women to be with us on the broadcast today was so that the information that they have, the things that God has been revealing to them and showing them as we look through a biblical lens at the signs of the times, seeking to give interpretation to what we see, that we might have absolute clarity on this issue. So I have probably waiting for us in the background. I'm pretty sure we're coming through loud and clear. At least we should be coming through loud and clear on Blog Talk Radio, on Facebook, and even on YouTube today. So what I'd like to do is I'm going to take it in order, and I'm going to welcome to the broadcast, first of all, Brian and Kathy, all the way from the island of Kauai. And we want to say good morning to both of you. God bless you. Welcome to the broadcast. You are on the air. How are you doing today?
Good morning. We are doing very well.
Good morning.
God bless you too.
Yeah. Excited
well,
to be
thank
here.
You. Awesome. Well, you're coming through loud and clear. I absolutely love that. Brian and Kathy, thank you for sharing some time today with our two other brothers that are going to be joining us. And why don't we just launch with you today? First of all, we are in a remote location, and Patricia and I are enjoying some getaway time, and we're just glad that we can do this radio broadcast as we're on the road. I know both of you are getting ready to leave the island very soon, if I'm not mistaken, about two more weeks for both of you.
Yes, yeah. Lord willing, yes.
The Lord willing. Is there a change in the plans? No.
No. We're planning on leaving at the end of the month here. We have our tickets and Lord willing, only just because of, you know, what James 4 says. It's like, never say you're going to do what you're going to do solidly. It's like, if the Lord wills it. Yeah. So
anything. I love it.
We live in a time when absolutely anything can happen, and a man makes his plans, but the Lord directs his steps. And so that's how we live. And if You know, sometimes we get it wrong, but he doesn't.
Amen.
Amen. You're so right onto that. We are living in a time where every move we make be led by the Holy Spirit. And I know that's easy to say, but it is absolutely necessary. And every decision, it's interesting. The people that are becoming more cautious are spending much more time considering what maybe a couple of years ago we would have just gone out and done. And now we're learning to wait. We're waiting for that confirmation. We're making sure that the Spirit of God is involved in what we're doing. So we have his signature so that we could really rest in him and know that we're doing the right thing at the right time. So with that being said, what is it, guys, that God is revealing to you? Pastor Jeff will be joining us in a moment with Don Huddle, and they're going to be unloading things that are going on with Russia and in the Ukraine and also some other events that are going on around the world. And the idea today is to get as much information out there that we possibly can to make people aware without losing our kingdom position, without losing our peace or our joy, but just kind of knowing the things that are swirling around us that confirm Bible prophecy to give us somewhat of an understanding as to where we are in the prophetic time clock of God Almighty. So without further ado, Brian and Kathy, why don't you begin? Where are we?
Well, I fully agree that we want to make sure we maintain our kingdom position and a scriptural perspective that we're looking at. You know, there's a lot to talk about that's going on in the world today, but we want to make sure that we're looking at it through the lens of scripture and not being distracted and led down the path of deception. And with that being said, I think that the thing that the Lord has really been impressing upon me in the last few days, I woke up with it this morning, is just the subject of just deception, you know, and we're in the days of deception. In fact, in Matthew 24:4, you know, when Jesus began his Olivet discourse regarding, you know, what would be the signs of his coming and the end of the world, that was the question that the disciples asked. And he said, take heed that no man deceive you. You know, and then I had, Daniel chapter 12, verses 9 through 10 on my mind, where it said that, you know, he said, now seal this up. After he'd given Daniel the complete vision of the last days, he said, now seal this up and until the end times, and that the wicked will do wickedly. Well, he said, first of all, many shall be purified and made white, and then the wickedly will do wickedly, but the wicked will not understand, but the wise will understand. And so I drilled down into some of the words there, and that word, many shall be purified and made white. That word white, actually, one of the meanings is to make bricks. And that just took me to 1 Corinthians 3, where it says we are God's house, we are his garden, we are his house. And in I think it's 1 or 2 Peter, it's we are lively stones. And so part of this, everything that's going on right now is that the body of Christ is being purified and we are being made bricks. You know, we're being formed into these lively stones for his house that he is building. We're not building it. God is building it.
Amen. Amen. And if anybody else tried to, it wouldn't work very well, would it? You know, it's kind of what you're saying, the purification. I was looking at Zephaniah chapter 3 with Patricia this morning, verse 9. What we're noticing, and again, this is not a criticism. This is not a self-righteous accusation. It's an observation that if anything was Babylonian today, it sure does seem like the language in the ecclesia or the church today is Babylonian. There's so much mixture in people's conversation and their doctrine. And so when you read Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 9, it comes up and says, I will restore unto you a pure language. And that word pure there means to clarify, a clarifying language that you may serve me with one consent. And that word, that phrase there, one consent, actually refers to shoulder to shoulder. And, you know, we're in Sarasota right now. We're with our friends here, and they open up their home to us every year. Our friends, Christine, we were her pastors many, many years ago in California. So they allow us to come and stay at their house. And we went to Bible study last night. And it's so interesting that diversity in the body of Christ is necessary. I mean, we have different parts of the body, our lungs, our liver, they all have different functions. But when we talk about the conversation, the narrative, the language of the ecclesia, the church today, we were listening to one guy just slamming one side of the body and the other side slamming another side of the body. Not here, not at the Bible study last night. No, not at all. But we were listening to something on YouTube. And so there's a language that God has to restore. And I love that phrase, pure language, a clarifying, a language that will bring clarification to the body of Christ, to our heart, soul, mind, so that we can really know the truth and then serve him shoulder to shoulder. How important is that right now to God's economy, Brian and Kathy?
I think it's vital. In fact, that's why I was so excited to hear that Pastor Jeff was coming on and Don. And, I think the more people that we can be involved in like kind of a round table format, the better we're going to be, because, Paul said that we all see as in a glass darkly. And yet so often in the body of Christ, we have individuals and individual denominations that proceed as if they are the only ones that have the truth. Like, we're right and you're wrong. And that'll never work, because I'm right about some things and I'm wrong about other things. And if I didn't have you and I didn't have other brothers and sisters like you, I'd be totally off course, and we really need each other, and we need to come to the table with an understanding that I have some of the puzzle pieces, but I don't have the whole entire puzzle. And we each and every one of us is given a puzzle piece, and we need each and every one of us to put our pieces together the way they fit. And we can't do that by sitting there just chopping each other and devouring each other, because that's exactly what the devil wants. Any way he can sow conflict, he's going to sow conflict. And the place he loves to do it most is within the body of Christ.
Yeah, absolutely. And we were reading today in John chapter 17, and Jesus's prayer for the disciples then and for all who would believe through their word, which is you and I, he's praying that we all come to the same language, that we will become one, even as he and his Father is one. And that oneness really does speak of a same language. Paul prayed in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, that we would all speak the same thing and have the same judgment. When Jesus came and spoke, he didn't speak anything contrary to his Father's word. And he's praying the same thing for us, that we would all be perfectly joined together in one speech, one language, a clarifying language, a clarity to the things of God. So super important. Before we move on, I got Brother Don is on the line right now. We're going to bring him in. Kathy, good morning to you. Anything in your heart you'd like to share before we get going?
Well, in Ephesians 5, I was reading this morning, of course, starting in chapter 4, in verse 14, wherefore he says, "Waketh, thou sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." And then down in verse 19, he says, "Speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." So there's a good instruction of our language, that we should be speaking to ourselves and each other, and giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. So that fear, as we speak about the body of Christ, whether it's one-on-one or in a group, I mean, if our Lord, which he is sitting here, Holy Spirit abides in us, and he knows our thoughts before we speak them. But if we actually speak these things out loud, I mean, I just cringe when I think of how our Father would feel of us speaking about the body of Christ this way. Now, it's not perfect, and we are to admonish and reprove, and, the leaders are. And we have to grow, but, I think he says to see all men after the spirit, no more after the flesh. And I think we need to start speaking life into the body of Christ and I'm not saying to bury our heads and deny where the church is at, because I see that, but we have to be the example of what we want to see in others.
Amen. Amen. Being very patient, enduring with one another, endeavoring to keep the spirit of unity in the bond of peace. I totally agree with that. Excellent word. So the things we're going to talk about today, I have our other two brothers. I'm going to bring them on into the broadcast right now. Brother Don is with us on the air from Indiana, and Pastor Jeff Bass is with us from Virginia. So good morning, gentlemen. How are both of you doing today?
Excellent this fine day.
I'm doing great. This is Pastor Jeff.
Okay, guys. Well, I have all three of you on. You're going to stay on, so this will be very interactive. And last night I just felt like the Holy Spirit said, bring on Brian and Kathy, Brother Don, Pastor Jeff, because you guys have been really searching. You're looking through the information. We want to disseminate it. We want as much information out as we can right now without losing our kingdom position, and we want to look at this through a biblical lens. And so we're going to keep this interactive. And Don, I'm going to start with you, if you don't mind, sharing some of your thoughts. And then Pastor Jeff, you can come in. And Brian and Kathy, let's just keep going. If you guys have questions to what you're hearing, you want to piggyback on something, however Holy Spirit leads. And we do ask right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that Brian and Kathy and Don and Pastor Jeff will have a release of your spirit, that we could do something today very uniquely in imparting information, and that we would have a spirit of revelation about us to rightly divide the word of God and to understand this information clearly. So, Brother Don, let's go for it. What is it that God has been revealing to you and showing you?
I've been watching this European thing in the Ukraine. And I know that appears to be very confusing. Let me give you a brief history of what's going on there. Russia used to be, up until the late 80s, pretty much all together. And a Russian premier by the name of Gorbachev. Putin right now is the premier of Russia. Gorbachev was then. Gorbachev decided he was going to establish a democracy in the communist Soviet Union. And it was like pouring old wine into new skins. It blew apart everything because those hardcore communists, they didn't want to be democratic or socialist. They wanted to be what they were, which is what they had always been. So after they had quite a battle over that politically, 14 regions of Russia left Russia and became separatists and basically went to the Ukraine. Now, the Ukraine is considered the poorest country in the world. It's very corrupt. Matter of fact, oftentimes it's referred to as the armpit of Russia. They have a very large army. They have about, I think they have almost 200,000 men arrayed there on the Ukrainian border right now. Basically facing an equal amount of Russian soldiers. Russia has the largest land army and tank army in the world. Second to United States is second to them. Russia has about 6,000 nuclear weapons. We have 4,000. I don't see where it makes that big of a difference, but once they get going with those things. But anyway, Russia is being pushed around by NATO. NATO is 30 countries that formed after the Second World War. We're probably the main country, although we don't actually head it up. So I can tell you right now, we finance it. And NATO formed in order to protect themselves in the gigantic pact, the defense pact, so that nothing would happen again like what happened in the Second World War, where Hitler basically took over Europe. There's a lot of countries in NATO that aren't European per se. One is Turkey. Other than that, other than the UK and the United States, it's a bunch of small countries. But if you combine them and they actually commit their armies, you have a very large army. Now, what's Putin afraid of? Putin is afraid or very concerned that all those countries will gang up on him on the NATO pact. He has said if they do, he's going to go straight to tactical nuclear weapons. In other words, that'll be NATO. Are you there?
We're here.
Okay. I heard I'm muted. Now, what's the rub here? The rub is very simple. When Trump was in office, NATO was paying their fair share. We weren't fronting the whole bill. And there was basically peace, Ukraine. No one was picking on anyone. NATO wasn't trying to go after Russia. It's almost like Trump was like a referee. And he's keeping, there was peace in Ukraine up until Biden got a hold of it. Now, Biden wants to put missiles into Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Ukraine is not a NATO country. Ukraine is classified an aspiring NATO country, which is they want to become part of NATO. Russia doesn't want that because then they're going to take missiles and put them in Ukraine to threaten Moscow. Those missiles would have a five-minute travel time to Moscow. They could not defend against them. Those missiles could also take out all of the nuclear sites that Russia would use to defend themselves. Those missiles can be changed out in 1 hour to nuclear tipped. That's a big concern of Putin. Back in the 60s, we had the same situation in Cuba where we were looking at Russian missiles with a flight time of about the same thing to Florida. And Kennedy, once he found out they were there, he says, no, you got to get these out of here. And they said, no. So Kennedy told him flat out.
And some hexes and vexes, and we do rebuke all of that in the name of Jesus. So I'm going to bring Pastor Jeff back in. Let me see if I can get him. Pastor Jeff, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Pastor Jeff, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, so
hello?
I'm talking and they are not coming through on Blog Talk Radio. That makes zero sense. Zero, zero, zero. All right, so
hello?
Ask the Lord to...
Hello?
Yes. Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I heard you talking, but you couldn't hear me.
Oh, okay. The call actually got dropped. That's very interesting. You want me to continue?
Well, this is Jeff. I don't know. I mean, this is Pastor Jeff. I got dropped just like you did, Brother Dunn.
Yeah, very
interesting. Then I dial back in, but I don't think Pastor Vincent can hear me or us.
Yeah, somebody took off his program. That's kind of coincidental, isn't it? Considering what we're
yeah,
talking
it is.
About. Well,
I'm
going to
hang up and try one more time. I heard Pastor Vincent said he was going to try for us to call back in or wait for us to call back in. So I'm going to maybe let's try to see if we can get back in.
Okay, I'll try back in too.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Hey, Pastor. Good morning.